Time is exactly 9 o'clock. You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and on the World Wide Web at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Thanks as always, Jack, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's version of Swing Shift. Tonight, we salute our fine feathered friends in swing time. So stay tuned for some really wonderful and fun sounds. We're going to start tonight's broadcast with two very interesting V-Disc recordings. Those were the, to say the least, non-for-profit recordings made by the U.S. government by some very significant individuals during World War II for distribution to the troops. And we're going to start out with Leo Watson and Slim Gilliard and, well, let's actually start out with others. Let's all sing like the birdies sing. That's a good one to start with.
Tweet, 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 tweet. Watson. Footy, are you root? Yaha.
Yaha, hurry. Yaha.
Yaha. Feather in the ear, keep on to wiggle. That's the little big thing. Yeah,
yeah, me.
But then,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
some fun with V-disc recordings during World War II. Obviously, we started there with a real tongue-in-cheek version of a child's tune entitled Let's All Sing Like the Birdies Sing, and then some early scat singing from Leo Watson and Slim Gilliard with Fried Chicken Roulé. Anyway, next up we have a little bit more, shall I say, serious jazz. From the Gene Krupa Orchestra, Gene Krupa playing Jerry Mulligan arrangements and some great recordings from the 50s. We'll start here with a bop-inspired, Charlie Parker-inspired Birdhouse.
Thank you.
Jerry Mulligan, who actually played with the Krupa band back in 1945 and 46, before, of course, going out and making a legendary career of his own on the baritone sax. And two tunes there from 1950s recordings, Blue House and Birdhouse and Birds of a Feather. We now go back a few years to Robins and Roses, Edith Wright, with Tommy Dorsey. ...1936, the year for Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with vocalist Edith Wright on Robins and Roses. This is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. I'm here every Thursday between 9 and 10 o'clock here on KGNU Boulder, Denver. Always a pleasure to be here with you. And a reminder that KGNU would like to thank the Greater Park Hill community for their in-kind support of this station and this broadcast. For more information, you can get information online at gphc.org or give them a call at 303-388-0918. And if you'd like to give me any comments, suggestions, or requests, keep in mind I'm in the Denver studio this evening at 303-825-0619. Hope you're enjoying tonight's version of our own version of Ornithology. And we're going to commence now with a big success for Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra. Here is Bird of Paradise.
Thank you.
Of course, from Count Basie's Atomic album from the 50s, that was Flight of the Foo Birds. And prior to that, we heard Birds of a Feather, or Birds of Paradise from Jimmy Lunceford. Next up is a jazz standard that there's been so many great, great recordings of. It's kind of hard to pick a single one, but certainly one of the favorites of my youth was this version by the Manhattan Transfer. Here's Birdland.
Such as that. No more Scooby Why, no more Tom Curley. That's where it was at. I know that in them days Bob was riding high. Hello. Goodbye.
Yes, indeed he did.
Yes, indeed he did.
Yes, indeed
he did. Parker played in Birdland.
Yes, he really did.
Yes, indeed he really did.
Yes, indeed he did.
Told the truth way down in Birdland.
Yes, indeed he did. Yardbird Parker played in Birdland.
Everybody stomped their feet.
Everybody did beat Bop and the
Birdland by, of course, the Manhattan Transfer. And that jazz club in New York opened in 1949, named for Charlie Parker. It's still there. Isn't that wonderful? Next up, well, why don't we let you know that, well, if you're looking for great weather, this is as good as it gets. Right now we are at 32 degrees here in the Denver Boulder area. Tonight there's 100% chance of snow. In other words, here it comes, and 90% chance of snow on Friday. So we're going to have two full days of snows with lows around 25 degrees. Friday night, it does begin to decrease with down to a 30% chance of snow, but the low will be 12. And Saturday and Sunday, we'll be lucky to get to 30. So make sure you dress warmly out there. Cozy up with a good book and listen to some great music here on KGNU. One of the great additions to the Benny Goodman Band of the 40s was, of course, a vocalist he introduced by the name of Peggy Lee. And she soon became a pretty vital part of his aggregation. And Peggy Lee certainly recorded a number of really fine hits. And here she swings to a tune that actually came from a Hollywood motion picture that featured Harry James, but certainly Benny's swings much better. Here's Shady Ladybird.
On fire, I'm gonna let it burn. I'm gonna be a shocking mockingbird. I'm gonna mingle with the best. I'm gonna try to find my heart's desire. I'm gonna rob the nest. Just like little Miss Muffet eating away in curds. When I ask the bits of five, frightened away the bird. I'm gonna be a slumming hummingbird. I'm gonna pass along the word. I'm gonna have my fun and never tire. And if my technique seems absurd, that's because I've never been a shady ladybird. And find the worst has not occurred. That's because I've never been a shady ladybird.
Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. Down in the hen house, something stirred when he shouted, "Who's there?" This is what he heard. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around and shaking the ground. You're kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. Oh, there ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Busy day, we got things to do, we got eggs to lay, we got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Hey, hey, boss man, what do you say? It's easy pickings. There ain't nobody here but us chickens.
Thank you.
the legendary Blanton Webster Band from 1940, and Blue Goose, Duke Ellington and his orchestra. Prior to that, we had fun with Louis Jordan and his famous Timpani Five from 1946. It's Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens. And we started that set with the King of Swing, Benny Goodman, and Peggy Lee on Shady Lady Bird. This is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. Once again, hoping you're enjoying tonight's broadcast as we take to the birds here, and hopefully you're enjoying it. Of course, as World War II came to a close, the most popular band in the land was Woody Herman and its famous First Herd. And what a herd it was. Remarkable musicianship and a creative new sound for big bands. One of their big hits and a very wonderful arrangement. Here's Goosey Gander. Gander, and of course Woody Herman and his First Herd. We're going to compare Woody's band with a small group led by Stan Getz, who had a wonderful recording when he was going down the Bossa Nova road in the early 60s with The Duck, or Opato, as it's referred to on the record sleeve. Here is Stan Getz, and then we'll hear Woody's version. And that was The Duck, first by, of course, the Stan Getz Quartet, and then followed that up with Woody Herman's version from Woody's Winners, and of course some bossa nova from the early 1960s. We're going to wrap up tonight's show with a 1962 recording by Benny Goodman on a trip to Moscow, and that was quite a legendary trip back in that day because, of course, Benny was the first major jazz player who ever toured the Soviet Union. Soviet Union wasn't too fond of jazz, but thought that Benny was acceptable. And it's interesting to think this was just prior to the Cuban Missile Crisis, but certainly Benny and a wonderful band spread some wonderful goodwill for the United States back then. Here is Feathers. ...1962, the year for Benny Goodman and his orchestra in Moscow. And that will wrap up Swing Shift this evening. Hope you enjoyed our look at Ornithology this evening and a tribute to our fine feathered friends. I'll be back next week with more great sounds from the swing era. In the meantime, be sure to stay tuned to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, translator K229 AC in Nederland, Colorado, at 93.7 megahertz, and on the World Wide Web at kgnu.org. Be sure to stay tuned now for jazz. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Jazz Lives. My name is David, and I'll be with you until midnight tonight. I'm looking forward to bringing you some of the best in jazz, old and new. So stay comfortable, stay tuned, stay warm tonight, and stay in love with KGNU.